It's Michael Kerr here. You're listening to Humor at Work. So I want to share some real-life, offbeat, wacky, fun awards that workplaces from around the world give out to their employees as a way to not only create a culture of appreciation, but to just inject some humor and boost morale at the same time, so you can have some fun with your award. So here's just a few examples. The Almost Hit It Out of the Ballpark Award. This goes from a company to encourage people to keep taking risks and keep trying new ideas. The Exalted Order of the Extended Neck, a peer-nominated award for whoever took a risk and spoke some uncomfortable truths to the higher-ups. The Road Warrior Award for the person who's logged the most travel miles. The Commuter Road Warrior Award for whoever has the longest commute. The Least Likely to be Voted Off the Island Award. I think that's self-explanatory. The Most Likely to OD on Caffeine Award. The Swiss Army Knife Award for the Best Multitasker. The I Got Your Back Award for whoever contributes most to keeping their teammates safe. The Ha Ha Award to whoever best used their sense of humor in a serious emergency. The Golden Plunger Award. This is what Alpine Tubular Management gives out monthly to the employee who most gives a crap about their work. And finally, the Houdini Award for whoever made a big workplace problem disappear. And my fun at work tip, create a ritual or tradition or a method wherein everyone on your team or your entire workplace can list one thing they are thankful for at work during a week. That's it, just one thing. You know, happiness studies remind us of the importance of acknowledging what we are thankful for being appreciative. In fact, it's thought to be one of the most effective happiness boosters. You might be thankful for someone who helped you in a time of need, the fabulous feedback you got from a customer, or the new coffee machine that makes the world's most heavenly coffee. Doesn't matter how small or simple it is. You can share it in a Friday afternoon team huddle, upload your thanks, your appreciation to your intranet site, or create a special appreciation wall of thanks where employees can pin notes or leave a message on a whiteboard. And the quote of the week from Bob Ross, a leader without a sense of humor is like a lawnmower at the cemetery. They have lots of people under them, but nobody is paying them any attention. And in our It's a Wacky World section, proof once again that you can turn nearly anything into a fun award. Yes, the 2015 Ig Nobel winners were recently announced. Longtime listeners and readers of my e-zine will recall that these are the awards given out to scientists and researchers for weird, offbeat, and improbable research. The 2015 winners include, for chemistry, for the researchers who invented a chemical recipe for partially unboiling a boiled egg. Physics, for the researchers who tested the biological principle that nearly all mammals empty their bladders in about 21 seconds, plus or minus 13 seconds. Literature, for the paper titled, Is Huh a Universal Word? Medicine, for experiments to study the biomedical benefits or biomedical consequences of intense kissing. And in economics, for the Bangkok Metropolitan Police for offering to pay policemen extra cash if the policemen refuse to take brides. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.